It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for Fitzy and Mego with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Megan Ottolini on WEEI.
Like to watch? Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Seems as though Drake May is progressing pretty quickly through this concussion protocol. Any word on if they expect him to play this weekend? Do you expect him to play this weekend?
Just based upon, Christian, the way he's trending, I would kind of expect him to play using Brock Purdy, who suffered a concussion earlier this year, kind of as a guide. While May might not be able to take part in all the live reps, and again, it's not really even in the hands of the team, so you can't ask anybody and say, do you think he's going to play? It would be hypothesizing because you don't know how he's going to feel. But based upon the trending, I would say more likely than not that he would play, but don't hold me to that.
Tom E. Curran in his weekly spot on the WEEI afternoon show earlier this week in discussion and analysis of the question swirling around Boston sports right now and your New England Patriots: will Drake May be cleared to play tomorrow? And then, of course, the big question for us and you at 617-779-7937. And I'll begin with you, Mego. If Drake May is cleared to play, do you want to see him out there gripping it and ripping it, winging it and slanging it tomorrow against what could be a banged up and undermanned Tennessee Titans squad?
Yes.
Wow.
Almost unequivocally, yes. And what
y'all
happened?
Are a bunch of savages.
What happened last weekend with that hit from the Jets was unfortunate. And I really hope that he's first and foremost healthy and recovered, not just from a football perspective, but because that's just a tough injury to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see him in the locker room this week. He was walking around, singing a little bit, seemed to be in, like, he wasn't singing like, la, 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 like he was singing in an actual way.
He wasn't like out of tune.
He wasn't like a Looney Tune anymore.
Okay, hold on. Well, actually, because you were down there and you were in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
not that like gauging someone's facade, demeanor, walking gait can
let us. He seemed to be in good spirits. I'll say
so
that.
So it wasn't like, hey, how come, who's that over there sitting there in the darkened corner with earmuffs on?
He wasn't like drooling on himself.
Oh, shit. Drake, come back to us. Drake!
It's not funny. It's not funny at all. It's very
serious. It's not. Oh, it's
very
it's
serious.
Not. No, it is. It's a very serious matter.
Anyway, I think he seemed good.
Right.
From, I'm not a doctor. And
I know. And that's the thing. I want to qualify this. We've all talked to people who know way more about your psychological state, the brain, neurologists, et cetera. And we've gotten lots of intel, advice, and information from them. However, we are not going to sit here and play amateur MD
Mm-mm.
on WEEI and
is
tell you.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor?
Not in
doctor,
this house.
Doctor? Glad I'm not sick. No, not in this house, not on this particular day. But I do see that we come at this from completely diametrically opposite
poles.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
With why I think, like,
okay.
they
I'm
throw.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
Yes. I'm neither of those things. When they throw Drake May out there on Sunday, because I think
open heart surgery out there.
I think he's going to play.
You do.
I do. I know he's still in protocol, or at least he was yesterday. And there's varying levels of that. I'm sure everybody's gone through and seen like the five stages of protocol.
And we got seven stages of grief, then, 12 steps to recovery, five stages of the protocol.
But it seems, at least from the outside and from what they've been able to say, like there hasn't been any complications or any, they haven't gone on any detours from advancing in the protocol. That's just what it looks like from the outside. So I would be surprised if he doesn't play on Sunday. And when he's mm-hmm. out there, I think that you almost do more harm to the type of quarterback he is by trying to restrain his style of play. There's a difference between what say, Daboll did with Josh Allen in making him reconsider the judgment that he uses on the field with when he throws, when he runs, that kind of thing. And telling Drake, like, when you see a gap, don't immediately go for it because you need to protect yourself. Like, does he need
to? That's his game.
Does he? Exactly. That's what I, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think that you can take that out of him. It's like almost like you don't want to restrain the wild Mustang side of him because one, that's super fun to watch as a football fan, and two, that's just a big part of his game. He plays like it's a backyard football game, and he'll become more polished, and he's already way more composed than I expected him to be. That was a really hard Maryland O right there. I'm not feeling good about that.
They're composed.
I'm not feeling good about that. And
did
so,
you see him drinking any water?
I don't come from that side of Maryland. That's more like closer.
It was a good decision by Elliot Wolf.
It's closer to Pennsylvania. The water, like I had a friend growing up whose mom said the water.
Yeah.
But that's more, that's almost your
like Ed Water, who works for ESPN, right?
Yeah. So all that to say, like, I think if you start trying to change his play style too much, then you take away huge advantages that he has.
Well, that's part of what he drew just, you to him in the first
exactly.
place. It's like getting into a relationship with, you know, what's the old line from the Broadway show? I love you, you're perfect, now change. Like, we love everything about you. Your running style, that cavalier, dangerous, you know, horse-like nature. He just gets out there and just goes and just runs off and with reckless abandon, and he's fearless, and he's not afraid of throwing long passes, and he's up the gut, around the side, left, right, all around. Great. Nah, but you can't do that because you're going
to
get hurt. Well, why?
You'd hate to take that away from a player.
Yeah, you do. Thanks very much, Coach. You hate to take that away. That's Alex Van Pelt, correct? I can't believe I know his voice now. Yeah, you can't take that away from him. And I mostly don't want to see the Patriots, so I'll say this. I want to see him play the exact same way. If anything, I kind of liked Andy Hart's little thing that he gleaned from University of Connecticut football program. They're coached by Jim Mora. And he teaches his players, his quarterbacks especially, when they go down, go head first.
Right. I was listening to you guys on this.
Yeah, on
the
postgame show last Sunday. I think that's a great idea.
So that's, I'm trying to like picture what that would look like. So when you're running, when he's running and he's the ball carrier
sliding
in open field.
Toe first into home, you just go head first.
If you go head first, couldn't that increase the risk of a helmet to helmet hit if somebody's coming at you like diving?
If someone's coming at you that way as a quarterback.
Especially if they're diving towards like the hip.
That's, they should not be coming at you. First of all,
Well, you're an open runner. You're no longer the quarterback in the pocket with the protection around you.
Once you go past the line of
scrimmage, this is like my biggest issue with Patrick Mahomes. Is
he runs off
all the time, and then everyone loses their mind when he gets hit, and that's because he does that thing where he fakes that he's going out of bounds,
which is garbage, by the way.
Exactly.
That should be a 15-yard penalty.
Exactly, but you have to hold everyone to that standard,
yes.
is what I'm thinking. Is
correct.
So, yeah, he's a quarterback, and you don't want to see a quarterback tackled that way because of the importance of the position to the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is what the conversation that we're having is really about. You're opening yourself up to risk by playing that style of football. I still think that the risk is worth it, especially when you're a young guy like Drake May and a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm okay with taking the risk, but the sliding head first thing, that scares the crap out of me. If I saw my quarterback doing that, I'd be like, holy hell, like, let's not do that.
But think about, what are the odds that you're going to get, like, targeted, speared, or hit helmet to helmet when you go down head first, or if you were to do a face first slide, versus going into a standard issue baseball or football open field slide? Because of the way tacklers come in, your head is exposed for far too long when you go into a slide, so you can see somebody coming in who originally was maybe going to go for a wrap or form tackle, now all of a sudden changing their launch or arrival angle.
But isn't part of the point,
shouldn't, because you know that when the quarterback goes down.
Part of the point of the slide, though, when you're sliding feet first, is that your entire body is more at risk of getting hit because it's going forward first.
Right.
If you're leading with your head, then isn't like the velocity of your whole body, it's like you're a bullet going into the ground, like a spear.
So you're
going
to concuss yourself by going head first?
Maybe. I'm not saying that necessarily. I don't know. I'm not a slide expert. Maybe the baseball players have a better perspective on this about how you collide, how you want to go.
Right.
But get Lou on the phone, the proper way to slide.
Right. But anyway, to the grander point, I think tomorrow's game, every game matters, right? All the games matter in terms of teaching these guys how to win, demonstrating resilience, possibly showcasing some people in a trade or multiple peoples in a trade as well. We'll get to that momentarily. Establishing what the culture is, getting these guys to believe in themselves, figuring out who your keepers are, figuring out who the helpers are, figuring out the players that you want to keep long term that are going to be part of the solution, not the problem, or just an expiring contract on your football team. All of this comes through winning. All of this comes through competing. All of this comes through
trying.
Wait,
but before we even get to that, do you want Drake to play?
I'm getting to the grander point. I know.
Oh.
I'm Grant Williamsing my way there. Okay. I'm going to make them both.
Oh, I thought you were going to bulldoze right into it.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to crash right into it.
You're bulldozing into Mego's point saying, oh, it's my point. I had no intention of interrupting.
I'm crash right into you, Joe. Yes, I'm Grant Williams in the take. Long and short being, yes, I want everyone out there that can play their best tomorrow, but I believe they can beat this team without him. And with Jacoby Brissett playing the way he did at the end of last week's game, the belief that he'll probably instill in the team from that comeback win and him taking all the QB1 reps during the week, I think given the state of the Tennessee Titans franchise and the Patriots probably believing in themselves once again, you give the kid the extra week off. Now, I've had people online, in person, yesterday, Andy, on the afternoon show. Well, how long is too long?
You don't want to see Drake tomorrow?
Of course I want to see him tomorrow, but he just got his head dinged up a little bit. Give him an extra, maybe give him an extra week just to make sure everything's extra good.
He's got a nice young brain.
Got a nice young, very, very, I know all the nice young brains. His is the nicest of all the young brains.
Again, I don't want to take this lightly. It's a serious injury.
It is.
And the NFL needs to take it seriously and all of
that. Let me ask you this.
But I want to see Drake May.
Why doesn't the Philip Morris of sports have a rule that says if you get diagnosed, we insist you sit out at least 1 week? That should be mandatory.
I don't know enough about...
Oh, you're getting all soft there, Fitzy. No. I thought you loved football, bro.
I don't know enough about concussions to know how long you're supposed to take to recover. And again, I'm sure a lot of this depends on whatever they would grade out the level of the concussion.
Sure.
If you're out on the turf, like you're out, then you should probably not play the following week.
Probably
you
not.
You know?
Because there are technically grades, but then some people say
there are not.
There's
a difference between being knocked out and having your bell rung.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, and not a doctor, but to me it would seem like there should also be differences in how quickly you can move through the protocol based on the grade of concussion you have.
If he's moving through the protocol as expeditiously as it seems, going from light aerobic activity to 30 minutes of practice to then yesterday, I guess he was in stage 4 or phase 4, phase 5, whatever. I know Mike Giardi. One of the many beat writers in town put the whole like five phases of the protocol in the NFL. It's popsicle headache inducing trying to follow all of it. My gut just tells me you can win without him tomorrow. And do I want to see him play? Sure. Would it be extra fun to watch him out there? Hopefully with a wide receiver core hell bent on redemption after the viral case of dropsies they had last weekend. Yeah, it'd be great. And especially because there's going to be tens of thousands of Patriots fans there. It would be a real scene and a half, but I'd proceed with an abundance of caution, not just for this season, but for the long haul, because though 2.5 games does not an entire case study make, it looks like we got a real keeper in Drake.
I agree with that. And I would say the only really serious aspect to this debate is that you think about what happened with Tua in the first concussion that he got, and obviously that was a horrible situation that made the NFL reevaluate the way that they at least somewhat look at the protocol. And him having two concussions in 1 week was disastrous for any athlete. And so I would never, ever, ever, ever want to see another NFL player go through that again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the only part that scares me where I go, enough joking around, like take it seriously that you don't put a kid at risk like that. But if they look at it and they say he's healthy enough to go out there and he's going to be taking hits because that's the state of this team.
Although the offensive line is getting better, they are improving.
Yeah, again,
they're now smack dab in the middle of the NFL, 17th in pass protection.
Who are we giving credit to?
Vidarian Lowe.
Thank you.
What
are we on? Not the hype train. What did we call it?
The appreciation wagon?
No, it was something worse than that.
Yeah, what did you call it?
It was like, I don't remember. I'm going to have to try this.
The Vidarian Lowe Joymobile? I forget what it was.
No, it was really sad. It was
really sad.
Just like give somewhat recognition to Vidarian Lowe.
Yeah, he should. Gerard Mayo. Do you have that Gerard Mayo line about Vidarian Lowe before we go to break, Joe? Gerard Mayo talking about that not only do they think Vidarian Lowe is good, I feel like that's the whole thing now, right? We're all going to have to start wearing like Tuca. We used to, people around here used to say like Tuca Rask is good. Tuca is good. That was the thing. We all, you don't have it?
Vidarian Lowe is fine.
Vidarian Lowe.
That's what it is. So Vidarian Lowe is fine.
He is a grilled chicken breast on lettuce without dressing.
And I really enjoy talking to him. So,
no?
he's a nice guy in the walk.
Do or don't?
No, I do really enjoy talking to him. Yeah, he's a great guy to talk to.
But if for a six-rounder, we could have gotten what we thought was just going to be a backup developmental tackle project, and the Patriots end up getting a serviceable starter-level left or right tackle, that's a good deal last year.
Serviceable.
Serviceable, that's... They always say, what's your best availability is the best ability. Serviceability now is the best ability.
There we go.
Here in Foxborough.
Yeah, because again, the one issue with Vidarian is the availability.
Correct. I mean, he's been out a couple times. It looks like he's going to be good to go low tomorrow. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. We will continue the Drake May dialogue and get you guys primed and ready for Pats v. Titans tomorrow, but first, we got to catch you up on everything else trending in the wild world of sports with Braverman. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Fitzy and Mego, 125, still alive here on WEEI. We are talking to May or not to May. Will there be dismay tomorrow amongst Patriots fans? But I think we actually
have
some
breaking news.
Drake May news,
we have breaking news from the New England Patriots.
Uh-oh, hold
Drake
on.
Drake May.
Wait, do we have a sounder to go with this and everything, Joe?
Like it's one of those noises where you just like...
Are you ready? Breaking news.
You gotta complain. There it is.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Mego, what do you got?
Per the New England Patriots, just minutes ago, Drake May has cleared concussion protocol. He has been removed from the injury report.
Wow. Drake May has cleared concussion. He has been removed from the injury report. Now, here's the thing.
What's that?
It doesn't say that he's going to start tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
No, that's the thing.
He's not on the injury report. He's got to start. There's no way that he doesn't start tomorrow.
What if they're just like, we just got to make sure that you're okay.
That's what they did. You don't put that out there if he's not good to go.
What if it's gamesmanship?
How much more do you need than that? That tweet should just say Drake May is good to go. None of this other protocol stuff. He's good to go.
Boy, the photo they chose as well, too, balancing the football on
Swaggy.
The two fingers. They didn't just go with something like of him smiling or just like throwing in the red shirt. They went with a swaggy, very... handsome, masculine shot with the light bars behind him, the smoke machine balancing the football.
Smoke monster.
Yeah, man. He wants that smoke. Ooh, boy.
So he's got to get a win now. He's got to get a win.
All right. I think we have it here for you first. We cannot confirm immediately that he is slated or scheduled to start, but it looks as though...
He's going to start, Fitzy.
Broadway is about to become Broad May, Nashville, because Drake May is coming to town. Actually, I think he's already there. Joe, go F yourself.
I've never been in Nashville.
It's a blast, but...
It is a great place.
You can get lost real quickly in the beer-swilling, touristy country music scene on Broadway.
Like you've been to Southie multiple times, correct? You've been on that trip?
I live there.
Yes. So, like, think of that times 50.
No,
it's like
you.
It's New Orleans. It's New Orleans meets Southie. It's bananas.
I've never been in New Orleans either.
What?
I know. It's like my friends all getting married did not do these destinations for their bachelorette parties. Ended up in like Newport.
Yeah. Oh, Newport's a nice time.
Yeah, but it's not Nashville.
No, Newport and Nashville, aside from cities that start with N, have never really been compared to one another. Nashville's a great time. The food's tremendous. The history, the culture, Grand Ole Opry. There's, you know, Vanderbilt, bachelor party capital of the world. They call it Crane City because it's always under construction and in development. It's been one of the most rapidly rising, expanding cities.
Are you
cities.
Sure it's not about birds?
Nashville?
Crane City.
It's not exclusively my sound. Yes. All right. So Drake May likely to start now. This changes everything. This does. So now all week long, Matt, how do you think Jacoby Brissett feels right now? Do you think he looks at this and goes, damn it, thought I got one more in me?
I said this to you before, Fitzy. Let Jacoby ride off into the sunset off that win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you end on a high note in terms of being the Patriots starter.
So that's it? You're just going to let him go now?
No, I mean,
trade him?
You need him for the backup.
Okay.
Because
How about Joe?
Joe's not ready.
Saw Hunter Henry out there was QB4 this week. Did you see him slinging it?
Yeah, apparently he does that a lot.
No, he would have been if Drake May did not clear the protocol. Brissett started.
Yeah, they said that he does that a lot.
He would be the emergency backup.
I did think you don't have anybody else who has any quarterbacking experience.
But they would be it maybe Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
You don't have like a Jacoby Myers, somebody who used to play quarterback.
Like
and
a
by
Julian
the way,
Edelman.
Best deep ball thrower on the Patriots the last 5 years
Not
until
so great
Drake
with
May
the
came
lateral,
to town.
Though. You brought it up. You brought it up.
And now I am sad again. just as I was happy moments ago, I was very like I'm legit. Okay, you know what? Fine, I've come around on it now. Okay,
You want Drake to play?
Now I'm going
to
look.
This
well,
is
I have,
fitzy.
But see, this is the thing.
The Patriots put out a tweet with Drake in a handsome picture, and you go, actually, I do want to see him play tomorrow.
See it. It's going to be a way more interesting game.
Yeah, no kidding.
But now you guys know what kind of dad I am, probably what kind of man. I proceed with an abundance of caution. Like I would, if I were coaching this team, chances are I probably would have said right from day one, Monday, like, all right, one thing I'm going to tell you, I don't care if he clears protocol or not because we're in it for the long game with this kid and our line could use a little work. I saw the hit.
But he didn't get injured because of the line. He got
I'm just looking at all the
deciding
things he may want
to
be.
Take off and slide late and honestly a bad tackle.
And then he went in and played several plays before the spotters for the NFL whistled down that he needed to come out as well. And then obviously Gerard Mayo said at halftime that he saw him and he spoke to him and May's like, yeah, I'm ready to go back in. They're like, nah, we can't put you back in. It does sort of lead you, again, this is not a medical diagnosis. This is just the snap judgment of one guy talking on the radio who's watched an awful lot of football in his day. It just sort of leads you to think that, you know, something happened, but it really wasn't that bad, so much so that...
You're thinking maybe it was almost precautionary?
Yeah, like this was a precautionary protocol.
I think he probably got his bell rung.
Yeah.
And they said,
no,
kid,
definitely.
Are you seeing stars? Let's go have you take the baseline test. The baseline test was probably, you know, maybe best case scenario was in a gray area. And they said, let's not mess around.
No,
you're not going back out.
And
it's like, that's not nice.
Or gray matter.
Gray matter.
It's a gray matter.
It's a gray matter. We used to have to take those baseline tests in college. And everybody tried to rig them. Like everybody, you take a baseline test where you're supposed to have your reactions, you
right.
know, like in how quick you are. And everybody would just go as slow as possible so that if you actually, had a head injury, mm-hmm. you could go back in the game.
Well, people are calling in. They want to react to the news that Drake May has cleared the protocol, and it looks like he will be starting tomorrow. Ooh, this is going to change. I'm glad I got in at Patriots -3.5. Let's take a guess. What do we think now that he's been cleared? Let's check FanDuel. Mm-hmm. Let's check FanKings, DraftDuel, and all of our favorites.
Well, it's going to take a minute to move, right?
I bet it should. But what if they just change it on their own?
What do you
before
mean?
It moves?
So this morning, it started at 3.5. I just
checked.
Don't
say yet. Don't say yet. I'm going to guess that it will move to 1.5. Sounds yep. right.
What do we got, Joe?
Well, right now it's at 3, but this is only. Already? But this is minutes
yeah,
after.
Down.
We'll check back in at the end of the show.
Should we place a group bet? I'm a full disclosure. I want Patriots money line.
Okay.
I'm in on this game tomorrow.
I need to think for a minute.
You know what, Drake May? That's it. 3 touchdowns.
Should also point out it's the Titans favored by 3. Still,
yes.
that will definitely change. I think
that's too big.
It was
of
better
a line.
When you had the. It was way too big a line.
Even with
Will Levis stinks.
Even with
and
Drake
if he doesn't play because he's questionable, Mason Rudolph is
Mason
the other quarterback.
Mason Rudolph. He's been he's their Jacoby Brissett.
They're in a worse situation than you are.
Yeah, they are. And as I highlighted earlier, the injury report. You may not have your starting safety. Two multiple starting receivers, cornerbacks, offensive linemen, both running backs could miss. Tajay Spears is out. Tony Pollard didn't practice all week. That's never a good sign for a running back. You got to try to get him out there on Friday.
Is Jay Cutler still living down there in Tennessee? He was married to Kristen Cavallari.
With his bare ass hanging off a balcony someplace on Broadway?
No, remember, did you follow that whole thing where he had like the chicken cam?
The chicken cam.
He had a chicken coop in his backyard.
Mego, I'm going to go ahead and need a qualifier on that one.
Okay, so he had a chicken coop in his backyard, and it kept getting attacked by foxes.
It did?
And so
he had
a camera out there, and he was trying to like catch these predators on his chicken coop. And so I'm thinking maybe Jay Cutler still has a little zip in the arm and a lot of time on his mm-hmm. hands. If he's living around Nashville,
you
can get him in there.
You got that kind of arm. You probably don't lose the zip for a long time. It's the everything else. That
I have a lot of extra
QB
padding
pro.
These days, maybe. I don't know. I haven't checked in on him, to be honest.
We've got a chicken serial killer on the loose.
Wow, that was Jay Cutler.
That's really what he used to do.
Let's go to the phones. First up. Our old pal Danny's in Rhode Island. All right, Danny, it looks like you and I were going to be the only ones left sitting by the side of the Don't Play May Road.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought he was probably going to play, but I mean, he's, you know what? I told you yesterday how I felt about the game, obviously. I mean, I think the wrong team is favored. So I just wanted to take my mind kind of thinks like a more macro level real quick, if you don't mind. Hi, Megan, by the way.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Not much. I love the way that this is going right now and the way it'll hopefully progress through the rest of the year. I just have a sinking feeling, Fitz. I've already talked about this, but even more to the extent of, like, for a team to truly get back into it once you have a quarterback, you know, you need to hit, you know, you have to get affordable talent that you can control, i.e. draft. You know, you need Puka Nacua types. You need to get mm-hmm. the later rounds who are home runs. And I have really not much confidence, at least based on this first year, that these guys are going to get it right. You can obviously sign high-priced talent, you know, via free agency. But even that becomes problems to me now, too. And I know I'm talking down the road, but, you know, Christian Gonzalez, when he's up, is going to be probably like $30 million a year mm-hmm. if he goes on the same path. You're going to have to pay for wide receiver. It doesn't seem like they're going to draft one. Drake May, you know, if he is even a top 10 quarterback, what's his baseline? $60 million in 3 years?
$60 is going to be – we'll be lucky if it's only 60 in 3 years, the way the quarterback market has exploded, Dan.
And I know that, you know, the cap is going to go up. But the problem that I have is that ownership – has never paid more than, what, $25 million for a quarterback. That was obviously Brady. And they've never paid more than $10 million for a receiver or $11 million for a receiver. It's just, I always remember Kraft saying that we've had this model that's worked good for the last 20 years. He said that multiple times. That system only existed because you had Brady, in my mind. And the thing is they're going to have to blow it up in terms of, like, spending. You're going to have three guys that are going to be making, like, $100 million a year. That's just how it works in the league now. And I have to be convinced that, you know, A, they draft well, but B, they're going to be willing to pay when the time comes. You know, it's just, do you get worried a little bit about that? That's it. Have a good weekend, guys.
That's a worthy thought. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. I haven't started worrying about that.
Yeah,
yet
I'm worried about the first part first, yeah. Which is, are you finding good players?
That's
it. Do you have good players who you want to hang on to? And then you get to the point
Correct.
Of, is this ownership going to be in a position where they're comfortable? I believe it was years ago, Robert Kraft said that he would spend up to 35% of the cap on the quarterback's mm-hmm. salary.
He didn't see that it was tenable to compete in the modern NFL paying more than 18% of your overall cap to a quarterback.
Oh, it was 18.
It was really low. Okay. I mean, now, since then, he's talked about it being 30, 35%,
right,
which I think is foolhardy. And I think there's going to end up being some sort of reckoning, the same way that they used to pay tens of millions of dollars to rookies when they were drafted first, second, third overall. Like Matt Ryan may have been one of the final guys to get one of those six-year, $80 million contracts.
Like, you think there's going to be a salary cap on quarterback contracts?
Yeah, now when they get drafted, I think there kind of should be. But
well, it's almost like you look at something like the Deshaun Watson situation, and you go, all around, that's worst-case scenario, and also you're bad for mm-hmm. signing that contract for that dude. But you start to look at the economics of hanging on to somebody like that, even like if you're in a great position, mm-hmm. like the Bills,
yep.
and you have Josh Allen, and he's a certified guy, mm-hmm. like he is that guy, they've been a little bit hamstrung by his contract over the last two seasons, and you still right. don't have a Super Bowl appearance, and you have that guy on that contract.
This is what makes what the Bills are doing this year so impressive, because this is supposed to be one of those transitional years, like a 2006 or a 2013 for the Patriots, years where they didn't have quite the offensive targets and they had to kind of purge some deals and find new helpers. Welker left 2013, etc. This is supposed to be one of those years, like they lost Hyde and Poyer, mm-hmm. let Tre'Davious White go, didn't exactly break the bank in free agency. What they traded for Amari Cooper, they signed Curtis Samuel. They drafted
Diggs.
Running backs. Traded Steph Diggs. So they overhauled the roster significantly, and I think they're a better team for it.
Yeah,
that's what makes this so impressive. But they've got their dude. See, this is what happens when you got the dude. The clock starts on building the roster around him, and then trying to figure out how you manage the long term for when you have these sort of contractual gap years like Buffalo's dealing with right now.
I understand, because so much has been made about the spending over the last decade, that you look at it and go, oh my God, even if you find the quarterback in Drake May or you find a corner in Gonzalez, are they going to be willing to pay that contract? Again, you're not there yet. And if there's anything that's kind of a reality check that, hey, you're not going to get a Tom Brady contract in today's NFL.
No one's
going to
be.
It's not going to happen. Maybe these couple of years of just flat out losing and being a losing team will be a reality check of, hey, when you got something, like, why don't you continue to pay for it?
When we come back in just a moment here at WEEI, we will happily field more of your calls on Drake May. Patriots quarterback Drake May being cleared from the concussion protocol, though not official, likely setting him up to start tomorrow in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans, 1 o'clock from Nissan Stadium. I heard the pregame show is pretty fancy, and mm-hmm. the guys in the postgame show are having a run of it this year. Do not miss WEEI Football Sunday, priming you for tomorrow's game between Pats and Titans. And, of course, Andy Hart and I will have you on the Six Rings postgame show live here on WEEI immediately following Pats and Titans. We'll get into more of the Drake May situation, as well as who could be some of the players the Patriots move away from the team to gather some assets for building the future, and could they actually bring someone new to town? All of that and more when we come back. Don't you go anywhere.
Look, I've heard that they've gotten calls and are fielding calls on corners and receivers, and the receiver market, of course, in the NFL has moved a bunch. So the names I've heard they've gotten calls on are actually interesting. It's KJ Osborne and it's Tyquan Thornton. And I think the reason why Thornton has some value to teams is because that sort of speed, you mm-hmm. can't coach it, right? So every coach looks at a guy like that and says, I can do something with him. So, like, if you want to add some maturity to the room, maybe a player-for-player swap, you trade Tyquan Thornton to Carolina for Adam Thielen. Like, that could be something you might be able to look at, right? Like, and maybe you send the Panthers a pick on top of that. As for corner, they're obviously not trading Christian Gonzalez. I don't think they want to trade Jonathan Jones, but I think they're open for business on everybody else.
Open for business. According to multiple reports, that was Burt Breer on NBC Sports Boston. There was a tweet earlier this morning from Diana Russini. Yes, everyone, no need to play the soundbite. She of the Patriots loved Jarrett Stidham, that Diana Russini, saying that she has heard Devon Godjo, defensive lineman, could well be on the block, and that you can call about Kyle Duggar as well. So that means Tyquan Thornton, receivers Tyquan Thornton and KJ Osborne, cornerback slash safety John Jones.
Who I call, take this, please.
take this, Thornton?
Take this, Thornton, please.
God, please.
Poor Tyquan.
What, just... It's just not working, man. I didn't like the draft pick when they made it. I thought it was a reach.
I wanted to root for him because he's built like me. So I was like, you know.
A lean, sinewy gazelle?
Exactly. I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, represent. You know what I did when, because I remember we were doing.
Show up and show out for us thins.
I was doing TV and I ate a jar of Nutella on camera to show him how he can put on some weight.
Right.
And it just never worked out.
Do you ever open up a jar of Nutella and then just get after it with like honey wheat pretzels?
I've just gone in there with a spoon, man. Like, I'm not kidding. I can't really keep Nutella in my house because I'm like an addict. Like I go and instead of eating proper meals, I'll just go to Nutella.
I stopped by a bakery this morning on the way to the station. Dage in Medfield after I had, you know, shouted out that great brewery that I went to last night. It's an Italian bakery, and knowing how much you love carbs like I do as well, next I should have picked up an entire focaccia for us to just chow on all show long. I picked up these bomboline, these beautiful Italian, it's almost like, tastes like brioche, and they're stuffed, these little dough balls, and they're stuffed with Nutella.
Oh, my God.
They're in my car. Please don't break into it.
No, there's so much baked fresh Nutella.
It's so, my God. I mean,
no, but
seriously,
I can't keep the jar of Nutella in my kitchen because I'll just eat that. Instead of having lunch or dinner, I just sit and eat Nutella.
Has anyone ever told you that's not very healthy?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't keep it. I wonder why you work in sport.
You live more like a dude than I do.
I know. I recently have had to quit certain foods because in my 30s,
You've already had food breakups?
Like, my body can't process them. The first one to go was donuts. I had to say, I can't do a donut.
Both yeast and cake?
The donut, like, just knocks me out. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. And the next one to fall were the Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
I used to eat a Pop-Tart. Pop-Tarts every morning, and I was getting...
I think you had to be a little bit younger to get rid of
the Pop-Tarts.
Like, ill.
Says the girl who is currently chugging a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Try pairing that with Pop-Tarts.
Oh my
that might have been why I was feeling like I was going to throw up.
Like your eyes are going to pop out of your sockets.
I literally went to a doctor to get all these testing done to figure out like why I was getting sick in the middle of the day. And then finally they tested my blood sugar. And they were like, what did you have for breakfast?
Pop-Tarts. Why? What was your go-to?
I do like the s'mores flavor.
I think that is undefeated.
Really, really good. But I also just love the double chocolate one.
Mm.
Like the fudgy double chocolate one. That's I like chocolate.
Fat Nick
clearly.
Stevens growing up on the South Shore used to love finding my way into like the cinnamon sugar.
Ugh, everyone loves those. I don't like it. I don't know why. It's just like, ugh. It like tastes like a candle.
More Tyquan Thornton talk or more Pop-Tarts talk? You decide. 617-779-7937. Honestly, I'm more interested in the trade market, but talking about Tyquan, like, the second I saw that a few weeks ago, I honestly thought like, oh, wait, there was a moment where you were considering keeping Tyquan Thornton? Like, he has made zero impact. Since they drafted him. Zero.
They've been chopping him all season. So this isn't
No one
news.
Wants him.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone want this?
I'm sorry. He hasn't produced
out of
anything.
Flavor previously chewed gum?
Like it's just, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. KJ Osborne, I talked to about the trade deadline.
Was he salty?
Not at all.
No, was he pleasant?
Not at all.
Realize it's a bit, just hasn't worked
Very
out here
pleasant
for him.
Yeah. And said that more than anything, his mom is the one who like sends him every rumor that she sees. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know. This is just how it goes. Yeah. But again, like you hear Burt Breer there say that would they bring Adam Thielen into the locker room to be this receiver who has experience? That's what KJ Osborne was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like KJ was supposed to be this veteran professional guy who comes in. What you need is a receiver who catches and doesn't drop.
Who has hands.
I don't really care about the experience or the veteran presence or blah, 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 blah. How about some hands?
And just hands.
I just don't think you're in a position to buy anything at this trade deadline. And
there doesn't seem to
be... Every move is going to be marginal because you're a marginal team.
Well, you're a marginal team, but you've got an awful lot of money that you can spend next year, and you have mm-hmm. a little more draft capital than the average bear as well. So if a team is looking to move on from someone that you think could be of benefit now but could be of long-term assistance to your defensive line or your offensive line or your wide receiver room, then go and get them. I mean, I don't necessarily know... Adam Thielen, I could see being an asset to a team that has recently lost a wide receiver vis-a-vis like a Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the Houston Texans let Deontay Johnson slip out of Carolina's hands and into the Ravens because of losing Steph Diggs and the injury problems they've had with Nico Collins. For the somebody like maybe a KJ Osborne, Kendrick Bourne, possibly even he's on the table as well. So you've got John Jones, you've got Devon Godshoe, Kyle Duggar, Tyquan Thornton, KJ Osborne, and Kendrick Bourne, at least six players that are on the table. I think it's hilarious that the Patriots have gotten calls gauging the availability of Christian Gonzalez. I would just answer the phone call and say, why would we just, you tell us why we would trade our second best player and someone that we can legitimately start building our defense around. On offense, we've got Drake May. On defense, we have Christian Gonzalez. So we know we have an elite corner and we have an elite quarterback. That's how you start building a football team.
Right, why would you still listen.
What are you going to get?
You still hear. If there's a possibility for something like this would not happen with the just rarity of the position in mm-hmm. today's league. But if you could get like a left tackle or someone that is like a really prime position. Because what you're talking mm-hmm. about is that a corner, if Gonzalez continues to develop as an elite corner, that's a prime position. So you don't trade a young talent on their first contract in a prime position unless it would be something for something so valuable or draft capital that was so high, and perhaps you have some inside knowledge about Gonzo that the rest of the league doesn't, that makes you less bullish on him. But there's nothing to suggest that.
And this is technically, as Devin McCourty told us on the Six Rings podcast a few months back, this is still essentially his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
He played 3.25 games last year. So the man has now played 11.25 games. He hasn't even gotten through a full NFL season.
And he's yet to say a full sentence, which is also impressive.
He's had nothing. nothing on the radio calls. His post games are 27 seconds long. Doesn't
his
exactly...
mic'd ups are just, meh. Like, why did they mic Gonzalez up?
Why did they mic him up? I know. Of all
go
the people
watch it.
Mic
the
up.
Patriots put out, Patriots mic'd up with Christian Gonzalez. Like, why? Yeah. So we can listen to
Nah, I'm not too much of a talker, no.
Yeah. Which is why he is a great interview each and every week. That he, I love that when on his most recent interview with Jones and Keefe, he talked about how, you know, he wasn't like a big football guy when he was young, and then they asked him what Halloween costume he went as every year, and what did he say? Football player.
But it was.
I can go to the next question.
Yeah.
Go to the next question. He made it sound like.
He's
he made it sound
bird.
Like he was wearing the Rob Lowe NFL hat every Halloween, like he was just a generic football player.
Of the six players that we just mentioned, Mego, who let's power rank them. Who do you think is most likely to be gone by Tuesday?
Let's see. I could see Kendrick moving. Kendrick
really?
Bourne. Yeah, because he...
There's no leader in the wide receiver.
Yeah, I know. But he's the only guy... out there. I mean, John Jones, he's 31. Perhaps mm-hmm. if there's again, I don't want to move most of these guys, to be honest, because you have to keep some talent on the team through the rest of the season.
You have to build a high floor for the season, obviously, number one. Number two, you have to continue to try to teach these guys how to play the right way, especially if you're John Jones and you have championship DNA because he was around for Super Bowls. And maybe there, and I also see value going forward as well. Like he can play slot, still plays at a high level, plays outside. And last week, 2 hours before the game, they find out Duggar can't go. So John Jones raises his hand and says, I'll play safety coach. Like, you want more guys like that.
Right. Total speculation. I could just see somebody like the Niners circling back on Bourne because of the injuries that they have and they know him. But again, Bourne's coming off of an injury and hasn't been able to show out a lot since he came back from that injury.
They only lost Ayuk for the season. Juwan Jennings a little dinged up. Debo is, you know, in and out of IL, the hospital, the bench. It's one of the toughest guys in the league as well. Ricky Pearsall is starting to play pretty well for them. I could see them calling about either Godshaw or Jonathan Jones because their secondary is suspect and they've suffered injuries on the defensive line, and that's a winnable division. And I don't know if the NFC is as wide open as it was in previous years where I thought that it was the 49ers and. I kind of think it's the Lions and now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's definitely the Lions conference.
That's who I'm rooting for to win the Super Bowl.
But the Duggar name drop is super strange to me.
That's an odd. Why do you think that popped up?
I don't know.
You just signed him to a 4-year, $58 million.
Jabril Peppers.
No.
Who was playing that position?
Your safeties right now are Del Pettis and Jalen Hawkins. Now, I know they're happy with how Marte Mapu is coming along. That could maybe be one of the, maybe they're saying, maybe we kind of overpaid on Duggar. But who's going to come in and say, oh, sure, you guys thought you overpaid on Duggar? We'll gladly take the 3 years and $44 million off your hands. He's a good ball player.
And it would be like a very fast 180 that they would have on Duggar, where in the offseason it was like, oh, this is one of the young
players.
We're
building the defense around him.
Exactly. Who's more of a cornerstone that we're going to move forward on. It would be strange.
Curious report indeed. Who do you think will go? Any players you want to see the Patriots move on from? And anyone you'd like to see the Patriots try to bring back in return? Not necessarily a ton out there, but you never know. According to Josina Anderson earlier this week, the Patriots are monitoring the trade market and the wires to see if maybe there's someone they can bring in as opposed to ship out. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. One more hour to go here before we bring you coverage of what I say is the game of the day, Oregon at Michigan. But first, hour number three, the 2 o'clock hour of Fitzy and Mego, rolling on right here on WEEI. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.